Yes, time for our weekly visit with our favorite human, the great Travis Frederick, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and Dr. Pepper, the world's toughest Dungeons & Dragons player, joins us now. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, we're great. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. We got to dive right in. Well, you've gone viral a little bit today, and it was really not your doing.
Uh-oh.
Your buddy Jordan Lewis was... jumped in, a defensive tackle for the Miami Dolphins, Devin Godchow. There was a highlight on the internet where you guys were tussling. He moved away from you towards the pocket and kind of chopped at Zeke's legs, but he didn't tackle Zeke, and Zeke ended up getting like a 4-yard gain on the play. So it was kind of a missed tackle, but he said, hey, if they're the best offensive line in the league, then what does that make me? And Jordan Lewis responded back with 0-3.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, had you seen any of that?
Somebody did tag me in that, so I was able to see to see that. That was interesting. It was very nice of Jay Luda to stick up for me.
Did you have any memes on ready that you wanted to throw into that whole Twitter chain? Or
well, I tried to avoid getting on that where you start responding to critics or people that are either building you up or tearing you down. Either way, as I've said before, we've talked about PFF and the Madden deal. That's me bringing up my Madden rating again.
Yeah, but thank you for bringing that.
You're
up.
Welcome.
Here we go.
But I've talked about how hard it is to take one play, take it out of context, and make an evaluation on it. You don't know exactly what's going on there. So it is what it is, and I'm not really worried about it.
Do you want to take a guess as to what Devin Godchow's Madden rating is?
I don't. No. Wait, I mean, not even close.
It's just a thing that you would do. It's not a.
That's so good.
I don't play Madden, so I don't have any bearing on what the ratings.
Oh no, totally. And I understand that, and that's why I'll explain to you what the bearings. So the best player would be like a 99. That'd be like an Aaron Donald. And then the worst player would be like a 59.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the range.
Why wouldn't they go from 0 to 99?
Well, if you're a 0, you're probably not in the league. You probably didn't start in college.
So it's like it's an absolute scale. So like a baby would be a 0.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to block a baby on one play?
I can barely stand up because the helmet's so big.
Just mowing over a 6-year-old, pancaking him.
I think a 6-year-old's got to be at least a 12.
Okay, so yeah. Just for the record, and you're always bringing this up with us, and we appreciate that, your Madden rating right now is a 94.
Okay.
So it's tied. That's tied for the second best on the team. And then Devin Godchow is a 75.
Okay.
So you're
that's
saying
great.
That,
I'd say like 75, that's a good rating, right? Like.
Oh, so you're saying it's high, like they gave him some love here and propped it up a little bit, or you're saying that's about accurate?
I'd say it's very respectful. Like that's a good score to have. Yeah. I think he's a younger player in this league, and learning. I think he was a higher round draft pick, if I remember correctly, from last week's scouting report. But good player. I think they have a lot of promise down there. Like I said last week, I think a lot of young guys there that are getting better, and they're gonna be good.
Okay, as you're aware, Twitter is a very reasonable place.
Oh, of course.
Yes. It's just where the best discourse is taking place. So in the first half of yesterday's game, Cowboy fans were ready to storm the castle. It's just ridiculous. But it does bring up this other question of, we can talk about the opponent you're playing. I know you and your teammates have respect for everybody you play because you know how hard it is to make it in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But there's fan expectations. You guys have your own expectations. In your opinion, yesterday's game on whole, did you guys play up to what your expectations are?
I'd say we did not play to the standard that we wanted to. But I think it kind of goes back a little bit to last week, what we talked about when I talked about learning about our team and learning about what our team is going to be when you face adversity. And I think one of the best things that we did in the game, and you may say that it wasn't really adversity because we were winning, but when things weren't going our way, we weren't moving the ball as well as we went on offense, and things just weren't going as in rhythm as they had, or as you'd want to, that is one of those small versions of adversity that we talked about. And I thought the team did a great job of responding to that and coming back out in the second half and playing well.
Man, I just think I'd like to call a 20-second timeout
here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think this interview is going really well.
It's solid. I have expectations of my own, but I think so far it's pretty solid.
I feel like Travis, the only thing he for sure didn't want to talk to us about was his Madden rating.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing he definitely wouldn't want to talk about is anything that could go viral or any memes or anything trash talking.
Right.
And he just walked through that minefield like it wasn't even there.
Right. But he hadn't been on Twitter yet to see what the reaction is to saying, yeah, he's a solid 75.
All right. Do you have anything you need to tell yourself during this timeout before we get back into the action?
No.
Okay. All right, so now we're back to the interview. The timeout is over. Travis Reddick. Okay, so there was a moment in the game, I thought, where you had another cool play. Was I felt like the whistle had blown and they had stood up your running back. I don't know if it was Zeke or Pollard, but it looked like somebody was going to get kind of a late tackle against him, and it might even – it was kind of a vulnerable spot for the running back, if I'm not mistaken, and I thought you came in and crushed a dude right at the last second, just to kind of get your teammates back. Do you remember the play I'm talking about?
I do. I specifically remember it because the umpire came up to me afterwards and said, be careful on that type of play.
Okay, yeah. Walk through what happened there.
Well, you know, the play was coming to an end. I don't remember exactly what had happened on my initial block, but I saw that the running back was straight up and down, was trying to still move. So I was trying to, you know, you've seen this before where an offensive lineman can get behind the pile and push. And the running back was still down, like sort of in a crouched position, like in a good leverage position. And this other guy was really tall, standing up. So I thought, perhaps I could knock this guy off of the running back and he can go get a couple more yards. So I went and I tried to forcefully remove that defender from our running back so he could get a couple more yards. And I think the umpire was a little upset. He said, I need to come in more softly and gently and push the pile instead of coming in forcefully, is what he told me.
He really said that?
He did, yes.
What the hell? What a weird thing to say on a football field.
Yeah, well, you know, we're working on making the game safer. And, you know, the refs obviously have made a huge emphasis on that over the last couple of years. So they're trying to avoid some of the head-to-head contact. And, you know, in those situations when you players aren't quite expecting it, they're trying to avoid unexpected hits like that.
All right, we're talking to Travis Frederick. As always, it's brought to you by Miller, the only beer, Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, Dr. Pepper. What an awesome soda, bro. All right, so we talk a lot about you and Zach going out there pregame and doing what you guys do, and as you're aware, that made the television broadcast yesterday, correct?
Yeah, I heard that. I'd like to take a second and defend myself.
Yeah, please, by all means.
You know, usually I don't do that, but I think it's unfair, again, to take just one play out of a whole series and you know, post it out there. Now everyone thinks that Zach and I can't complete a ball. You know, when I would say our completion percentage overall over the course of our careers got to be close to 85-90%.
Like, if they're going to show that one, they should have shown the one from Washington last week where you were in the corner and got your feet down by the back pylon.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, KT.
That was an excellent catch, and I feel like it's a play Kellen should work into the offense.
There are some situations where we can make offensive linemen eligible, and you know, I've been lobbying for that for, I don't know, 7 years now, but I'm not sure that that's happening for me in the future.
So if that happens, like, everyone would know because Joe would come in, right? And then you would line up as a tight end? Or how does it work for a center to be? Is there such a thing as a center eligible play?
The only way... I just don't think that there is. I would have to be on the end of the line, and no one would have to be covering me, and I would have had to have reported. So it's possible. I don't know the exact rules on that. But let's say if you bring in an extra tackle and put him on the right side, and then you also move your left tackle to the right side, as long as there's no receiver covering, and that left tackle or left, excuse me, the left guard has reported eligible, he would be eligible. So I don't know if there's anything specifically ruling the center out. But I know it's difficult the farther you get into the line.
I would like to see you take on kind of a Refrigerator Perry role.
Ooh.
I mean, we already know that Looney can hold it down a little bit. So you've got Looney at center and then pop you in the backfield at fullback for short yardage situations. And now that we know you're also an elite receiver, you know, outside of that one drop. Or you're saying that was a bad pass from Zach?
It was a really good pass.
Okay.
You know, I actually complimented him on it afterwards because he really threw it up. And I was running at my like high pace. And then when I realized where the ball was going, I had to go and run under it, which is what you want as a quarterback, so that you run away from the defender. And then I just, you know, I was, I'll be honest, I was a little worried about the goalpost in the background, and then I was potentially going to run into it at full speed and not be able to play in the game.
That so. Would suck. You weren't wearing a helmet either. Oh my God. Okay, so are you familiar with Refrigerator Perry?
I am. I grew up a Chicago Bears fan, okay, so I know all of the stories of.
Would you covet that role?
You know, I got to play that a little bit in high school, and it's not as much fun as it may appear. I don't envy the running backs who have to get hit like that every play.
What were some of the greatest? What were some of the greatest high school plays that you made, Travis?
I scored a touchdown once in that role. Thank you. I also fumbled on a play before. I recovered it, so I had a recovered fumble. But they let me. It was homecoming, and we were up like 60 points. So let me take a second shot at it.
Were you the homecoming king as well?
I don't know if I want to answer that question.
I'd like Come you on. To answer that immediately, please.
Yes.
Yes! Woo-hoo! Okay.
Where are these pictures?
So, I'm picturing like the old Will Ferrell character that kicks down the door with the beard and the lumberjack shirt, and he's holding the lady up.
Yeah, I think at that point I didn't have the full beard roll, and I was rolling with like a chin goatee. It was it probably wasn't my best look.
Oh,
I had the
no.
spiked up hair, like the crispy gel that you get at a discount store for a dollar for a gallon.
Wait a minute, the age you're at, did you ever rock the frosty tips like in your early teens?
I was never allowed to do that. My mother had better sense than I did, and she was against that the whole time.
Oh, I just YouTubed Travis Frederick high school highlights.
Is there something on there?
Yeah, dude, you were pulling.
I played a little guard. We had two packages.
Oh, man, you just drilled this guy.
The Thunder package where I played tackle. In the Lightning package where I played. No, it was the other way around. I played tackle in the Lightning package so I could pull outside plays. And then on the Thunder package, I played guard so we could run power and inside stuff.
All right. So when you guys get together and you watch film together, will you watch the film as the whole team or at least the whole offense?
As the whole team, we watch a cut up of the, you know, good, some good and some bad. And then as our offensive line, we'll go through the whole play, the whole film.
I'm interested when the whole team's watching or just the offense and you guys are doing your deal where Dak has 19 seconds to throw in the pocket. And I know you guys are all humble and you don't brag or pat yourselves on the backs, but I'm wondering, what does the team do in those situations? Does the team go crazy and respect the fact that you guys are giving Dak so much time in the pocket?
Well, first, I'd like to refute that just a little bit, that I thought that yesterday was not our best pass protecting game and that we need to continue to improve on that. However, in those times that you're speaking of, I think it's really a more of a focus on the technical pieces of it and the routes and stuff. You know, we watch it from every angle. It's not necessarily just offensive line. And believe it or not, just like when you're watching on a real live TV, hardly anybody actually pays attention to the offensive line. They're watching, where the ball's going and what the receivers are doing. So that's a lot of what happens there as well, unless it's specifically brought up.
You guys only get like 11 minutes at halftime. What's that like? Because there's a lot of people going, man, I bet Jason lit into them yesterday after a sloppy first half. What was halftime like for you guys yesterday? And does Coach even have a chance to have a speech during the 11 minutes?
That's a tremendous question.
Thanks.
We are there's a lot that happens in those 11 minutes. First off, you run in and you have to take care of anything that you need to. So you're rehydrating, you're getting some more fuel, a lot of people eat bananas or oranges or other fruit or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or anything that can help you get some more fuel for the game.
Apple pie.
Yeah, apple pie with cheese on it.
Take
and,
a deuce.
And then for me, like I change my pants in there. Some guys will change out their whole stuff in that amount of time as well. And that's happening while the coaches are meeting. So first thing when it comes in or what happens is everybody comes in, the coaches come down from the box and they meet for a minute while we're taking care of that stuff. And then we separate offense, defense, or by position group and go over the adjustments. And then for the last minute or so, Coach Garrett gets a chance to talk, and then we head out. So specifically yesterday, I thought, it really was focused on the adjustments, and it wasn't a big rah-rah thing. I think we all knew where we were, and there was no need to, there was no need for anybody to motivate us anymore. We all knew that we weren't playing as well as we wanted to, and we just went out and did it a little bit better.
Well, Travis, this was a fantastic edition of the Travis Frederick Show. A lot of Tolos very pleased that you were bragging about your Thunder package earlier. They liked that quite a bit. We look forward to having you on again next Monday. Keep that good momentum going, Travis. You're doing a damn fine job, man.
Well, thank you. And I always have fun. I'm looking forward to next Monday.
We are as well.